This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
You typically measure the economy by counting when dollars change hands. That's gross domestic product. That means dollars spent on bad things, like fixing a car after a crash, count the same as good things like maybe buying a new tricycle for a kid. One key alternate measure is called the Social Progress Index, which also looks at health, education, safety, access to information, personal freedom, and other measures across the globe. This year's index is out this morning, and joining us is Michael Green, executive director of the organization that compiles it. Mr. Green, good morning.
Good morning, David.
All right, the Social Progress Index. Give me a sense of what you measure.
So the Social Progress Index is measuring the performance of countries based entirely on non-economic indicators. So it's social and environmental issues only, completely separate from what we normally know as GDP per capita.
All right. So United States do pretty well in the GDP department. Are we close to number one, according to your latest assessment?
So of all the countries, we've ranked 133 countries. The United States is fifth on GDP per capita, but only 16th on social progress.
Now, we talked a year ago. That's about what we were last year, right?
That's right. It hasn't got better, hasn't got worse.
It hasn't got worse. That's something. What are we getting dinged for? Where are some areas that policymakers should focus on if you wanted to do better in a survey like this?
I think what's really striking is the United States is underperforms across a range of areas. One of the areas is safety. There's issues about crime. Traffic accidents actually quite high in the United States. Education. The U.S. ranks 45th in the world on access to basic education. Then really surprisingly, access to information.
Access to information. Compared to some other countries, the United States does not perform that well?
That's right. 23rd overall in the world. About 15% of Americans don't have regular access to the internet. And a lot of other countries, it's 10, 5, 2%.
A key issue for many policymakers, the Obama administration has been focused on this, is inequality, income inequality. How does that play out in data like yours that doesn't look at the money, looks at the social factors?
Well, it's interesting. We look across the whole set of countries and see, is there a relationship with income inequality measured by this thing, the Gini coefficient? And we don't find a relationship. What we do find is that countries that have lower poverty have more social progress. So if you really want to advance the real quality of life of all your citizens, focusing on poverty is really, really important.
It's called the Social Progress Index, the people who bring it to you, the Social Progress Imperative. It's Executive Director Michael Green. Michael, thank you.
Thank you, David. It's been a pleasure.